Some of you are living under the passive wrath of God. You're not getting away with anything. Every single time you fill a glass, remember the wrath of God. Every single time that you fill a glass, remember the wrath of God. The wrath of God fills a cup, Jesus says. Just like you and I, we always fill cups. Well, there's another cup that we will not see till the end that we're all filling. Sin after sin after sin, folly after folly after folly, rebellion after rebellion after rebellion, arrogance after arrogance after arrogance, drop after drop after drop. And God lets us fill the cup. And all of our sin goes in, and then in the end, God pours out His wrath. And His wrath is commensurate with our sin. And so the days of passive wrath culminate in the day of active wrath, where you die, stand before Jesus, and the wrath of God is poured out forever on you. And the Bible uses words like grinding of teeth and the shedding of tears. Some of you say, well, thankfully Jesus is very loving and, you know, Jesus wouldn't do that to people. That's why we like Jesus. No, this is what Jesus is going to do to people. Don't let your hippie, hacky sack Jesus be a replacement for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Revelation 14, 9 and 10 says, He too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of His wrath. He, and that might be you, friend, will be tormented, that's physical suffering, with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. In front of Jesus, who oversees hell. Satan doesn't rule hell, Jesus does. Satan is tormented in hell. How long will this last? The smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. You are in grave danger. You are filling your cup of wrath. If you die apart from Jesus, He will pour out full strength, the full cup of that wrath on you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But Jesus also drank a cup. Jesus drank a cup, the cup of the wrath of God. This is why He was sleepless. This is why He was sweating blood, that He exchanged places with us. Dear friend, I want to tell you about the love of God now, but first I need to tell you about the righteous hatred of God. So that when I tell you about the love of God, it's as loving as it truly is. See, at the cross of Jesus, there is hatred for Jesus and love for us. So that when we die, there would not be hatred for us, but just love. That Jesus is God among us, that Jesus became one of us, that Jesus lived the life we've not lived, that Jesus died the death we should die, and that on the cross, the wrath of God was poured out on the Son of God. To say it another way, Jesus took the cup on the cross and drank every single drop of the wrath of God, and He endured it. This was physical, emotional, spiritual, mental suffering, to a degree that is incomprehensible when God made Him who knew no sin to become the sin of the world so that in Him we might become the righteousness of Christ. Jesus died the death that you and I should deserve.